Hey, welcome to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. This is your host, Alex Cunningham, and we're going to jump right into the episode. Chat room trading. It's become very popular with the advent of Discord. Seems like everyone's got a Discord now, right? So let's talk about why chat room trading can work, but you have to do it in a very specific way, right? Really the only way that works.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, if you know the system, this is the key, right? We're getting right into it. If you know the system that the people who are posting opportunities are using to find trades, then the chat room stock trading will work, right? If you know their criteria for the trades they're posting in the chat room, then chat room trading works, right? How are they choosing the stock, right, or option? Right? How are they finding signals to get in and what are the signals to get out? Right? There are a ton of systems out there, right? There are a lot of chat rooms, but there are a lot of systems and courses that work, right? Some free and thousands that cost money, right? Or for sale. Now, a lot of them work, right? And work very, very well. So you don't necessarily need to figure out your own trading or stock trading or option trading or whatever strategy. You don't have to figure it out yourself. But if you're going to use someone else's in a chat room, as is applicable to this episode, you have to know all the important criteria, right? Because if Johnny decides they want to post, oh, get into this trade, and then Johnny has to go use the bathroom or Johnny has an emergency and Johnny can't tell you when he got out of the trade, now you're stuck and you didn't know the criteria to exit the trade, right? So, and that's not just the only thing that can really happen. So you want to know the system, right? And a big part of knowing the system is what we talked about in the last episode, right? Being able to test the system, because yeah, you can know the system and just follow their trades blindly, but if they've given you 30 trades this month, how many of them have actually won? How many of them have lost? And then what's the percentage of wins and losses that you're getting? And is it consistent, right? Does it work in every single month, right? These are things you want to know because it's a business, right? You're running stock trading as a business. So you want to understand these metrics because if you're going to be profitable, like any other business, it has to be repeatable, right? When you're a restaurant business and you make, you got the three eggs and toast, you got the sampler breakfast, and you make it, but you don't understand the profitability. How much does it cost to actually make the dish? Do people buy the dish, right? And then how much are you selling it for? And how consistently can you do this to keep this on the menu, right? Those are all things you want to know for every single menu item as a business owner, right? As a restaurant business owner. Stocks is the same thing. You don't just want to trade and not know what your trades are doing, how consistent they are, if they're worth continuing, should you change them? You want to understand all those things. So that's why it's important to understand that criteria as a beginner. Now, according to Mark Douglas, right, very good author. I love his books. He was a trader and also a trading coach. A great YouTube series, several YouTube series he's done speaking to people about trading. Beginners should all start in what he calls a mechanical mode of trading. Mechanical, likening the style of trading to a machine, right? Machines don't think. They have a function and they execute without thinking. Beginners do a lot of thinking, too much, and they don't have enough information to really understand their thoughts. Or they don't have the emotional control to interpret the information, right? Or to control their thoughts that lead to their emotions, right? So by practicing like a machine, just completing a task, you ignore all of that as a beginner, right? You avoid the mistakes that are present when you start to subjectively look at the market. So what I decided, what I described with chat room trading is exactly that, right? If you find out their technique, right, for finding, entering, exiting trades, then you can, like a machine, execute on those parameters and then test them later on to make sure that they're worth doing. If you enter a chat room with emotions, thoughts of grandeur, and a subjective way of looking at the market, you will lose money, right? Even if the system of trading they use in the chat room is extremely successful, you will lose money, right? Because of those things. So personally, I don't follow any chat rooms, right? I'm in two chat rooms technically. The traders that post in there are profitable individuals, but I've decided to go ahead and backtest my own trading strategies, right? I mean, the latter is easier, right? By just following their trades, figuring out how they make their trades, and then just doing it mechanically. That's a lot easier than what I'm doing, which is trying to figure out my own system, right? Working on my own system. The latter, again, is a quicker way. If you're looking for a quick way to profitability, that's quicker too. You just can't exactly own it, right? You can benefit from it. You can live your life, but you can't own it. And I just want to own what I put my work into. Now, that's just an ego thing, really. But I know for a lot of us, right, we don't have the time to continually test things. So if that's the case, pick one chat room, one, uno, and enter in a mechanical mindset, and you'll do fine. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Great luck trading this week if you're active. If you're not actively trading and still learning, as you watch the markets, continue to train your brain, right? Remember, no matter what anyone says, the market is gambling on probability, right? Keep your emotions at bay and just look for patterns, right? Very objectively look for patterns. Those patterns can set you free, but only if your mind is always under control. So let's get there together. Until we speak again, remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, financial challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.